remediation recommended by EPG report project designating a certifying officer.
Make the motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Cement and Hamlin INI remediation recommended EPG report project local funding commitment. This is $60,000 that we would have to pay an engineer if we were to be awarded the $1.5 million grant.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Cement and Hamlet INI remediation recommended by EPG report project seeker type 2 action.
I made a motion.
Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. That's it for cement. So last one for cement is cement and sewer biannual billing for the amount of $294.44 per unit.
Make
for the term of July 1st to December 31st. Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Next up, 4th of July fireworks. We partner with the Village of Catskill and HOKA every year on this. This year, our portion is $4,400. It is budgeted in our celebration line. Motion by JR.
I'll second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. And the fireworks are on July 3rd. Down at Dutchman's.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. And they're being put on by
Young's
Explosives. We had a planning board member resign. Jay Lessinger, he was on the board for maybe 2 years. He moved. He lives in the village. He was appointed to the village planning board. So we have a vacancy. We have a recommendation from the planning board chairperson to move Lisa Pena from an alternate to a full-time member.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I'd also like, now that we have a vacancy as an alternate member, I'd like the board to advertise for an alternate planning board member.
I think we can do that for planning and zoning, because I don't even know if zoning has an alternate.
Are we short in zoning too, Liz?
Yeah.
Right, so advertise for both positions. Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. The recommendation of the ambulance administrator, George June, to hire at a permanent part-time basis. Where's the person's name? Ezekiel P.S. at the rate of $28.86 an hour, effective June 23rd, with a probation period until December 18th.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. So the agreement with the Village Catskill and the Dog Control Officer, per TED, the Village does not want to pay for any fees that are incurred when our DCO brings a dog over to the Humane Society, and he's recommended that we make a motion tonight to no longer have our DCO respond to calls in the Village.
I think we can work this out in the Village within the next couple of days. I have a good favor. The president says they'll agree to the what was hanging up the whole thing was Ted was looking for the back fees.
Mm-hmm.
We've never charged them, so it doesn't make sense to look for back fees.
Correct.
So I think the agreement moving forward should state that they'll reimburse us. We'll send them invoices quarterly to be reimbursed for the fees at Columbia Green Humane Society. They have a copy of the agreement, so they know what we pay. And give us the check for $5,000. To provide animal control to
for the service.
For the service.
I think we should, as soon as we get a bill from the Humane Society, we bill them the village immediately. Not once a quarter.
I'd be satisfied with every month.
That'd be fine. We'll make the agreement monthly billing.
Okay. All right, so work on this between now and the next meeting. If we don't have anything in place by July 1st, I would like to make a motion that we.
I agree.
No longer have John or the DCO officer respond to the village.
Yeah, I think it got a little gummed up over the back fees.
It happens, back and forth. Sometimes it's better to sit down and talk about it in person. Countywide ambulance update. Last week, the town supervisors and the county legislators, along with a lot of professionals, had a meeting at the training center. I presented the supervisor's proposal, which is 10 ambulances countywide, 5 in the valley, 3 up on the mountain, and 2 floaters, along with 2 fly cars, 1 in the valley, 1 in the mountaintop, and 1 floater. So all the ambulances will be paramedic level. They'll have 1 EMT driver, 1 paramedic riding as a passenger. We would have, this would provide more, a higher level of service than what we currently have. This plan is not solidified in any way, shape, or form. There are still many discussions, many meetings we're going to have. We'll have public informational meetings throughout the county. Next, or July 7th, the supervisors are going to have a meeting again to include Green EMS, our county coordinators, our deputy coordinator, George June will be there. Other members of, I believe, Windham Ambulance will be there. A member of Greenville will be there to help steer us in the right direction. This way, the next time we present to the county on the 9th, we'll have more clear direction as to what we want this organization to look like.
And on the 17th, we start our negotiations with our union, so it'll be good that
July 17th.
Yeah, July 17th.
Yep. This, whatever this organization turns out to be, we're still 2 years out. You know, there's a lot of planning, a lot of thinking, manpower hours have to go into this, because this is a system that will affect people's lives. And we have to make sure we get this right, and we take care of the residents, and we take care of our employees.
We could start the CAD and the joint purchasing ASAP.
There's a system, I forgot the name of it. Crowd, are you familiar with the county jail? That CrowdStrike or Fire Mobile or something like that? The county offers it currently for free, and George is going to look into purchasing iPads, since we already have the tablet and Wi-Fi hotspots in the ambulances, that we'll be able to do that. This way our ambulances are on the mobile CAD. That's it in a nutshell for the county ambulance. Does anybody have anything else to bring up before I open up to the public?
And the garage customers. I don't know what, they're all 3 different R values, all 3.
Right, so because it's within our procurement, under our threshold, we reach out to all 3 of them that gave us an RFP and tell them to send us a quote for 12, the R12.
R12, okay.
I think that's the simplest way to solve that.
It's.
And then they're apples to apples. Liz, am I forgetting anything?
No.
Because the one is R12 here.
That's right. I think there's R.
There's an R12 and R9 and an R6.5.
Did we ask for specific R?
I didn't think of asking for specific. We asked for insulated, aluminum, 3. We asked for windows. We just neglected to ask for R value. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you got 1 out of the 3 that have R12. So.
Right.
I was just going to say, if we asked for R12 and only one person came back with R12, that's the person who should get it. But okay, we didn't ask. So.
No, we didn't ask.
Okay. First time I've ever RFP garage doors. So.
We are actively working with Delaware Engineering on the comprehensive planning grant. I sent out an email today to Tag, Hinchy, and Riley's office for letters of support. Those will be forthcoming. Sean is working with 2 different engineering firms on the temporary bridge for Pennsylvania Avenue. So hopefully in the next week or so we'll have some movement on that. I think that's all I have. If you remember, we can.
I forgot what I was.
Okay, I'll open it up for public comment. If you have anything to say, please stand up, state your name and your address.
I'm here for talk to town about 1442 23A.
Okay, state your name.
Robert Jackson.
Okay.
We all
also discussed about how the properties are 1411 and 1442. We're here for an update on the property. We're also here to address our concerns about the property. Could you tell us the state of where we're at with the property itself and the violations that are on it?
I'll be honest with you, I'm drawing a blank on this one. 1411, 1432.
1411 and 1442.
42. Route 32.
They have big trucks and stuff. They're supposed to be
repoed. 23A?
Correct.
And the bank hasn't picked them up yet.
Oh, this is... I don't have an update. We will have to check with the code enforcement to get an update.
Okay, so we're all here to talk to you about the property
mm-hmm.
and address our concerns about the property and how to, you know, how the enforcement has been, you know, maybe certain parts have just been like neglected. Also, certain updates. I mean, we came down here and talked to you, and we also talked to the town attorney about it. And you know, I talked to Matt. Fire inspector, and they told me if anything do shows up on the property or anything's good, they would take care of it. And obviously, that you know, they're bringing in stuff that doesn't belong on the property. They're not addressing the issues of the property.
To what parcel are they still bringing stuff to? 42?
1442.
Okay.
They brought in six truckloads of what would you call them?
Retaining wall.
Retaining walls. And other things. So they're proceeding on with whatever it is that they're doing over there.
Yes.
I'm tired of being choked out by diesel fumes. It goes on continuously, every single day, nonstop. I mean, happy Father's Day belated to all of you.
Thanks.
We spent Father's Day being choked by fumes. The individual has taken the chainsaw, brought that down, started it, left it right next to where we were standing, and just left it running in the woods. And then I can show it, though, to show proof of everything. I've had it with this individual. I'm tired of it. I cannot live in my home. Out of the 16 years I've been there, 10 of them, I have not been able to use my home correctly. Can't go outside, can't eat on my back deck. Constant fumes, whether it was from the tractor trailers, ether that settled around my house. They have filled up my home just over the weekend. We had to run and shut all of our windows. It loaded it from my basement to the top. I'm tired of being nauseous, sick, headaches, and inhaling this. This individual has no regard for anyone around him. None whatsoever. He gets in there to 8, 9, sometimes 10 o'clock at night, takes that skid steer, jumps it right up and down, pounding right next to my property. I'm done with it. I've had it. There's been no sight on this individual. He's just been allowed to run rampant to do whatever he wants. He's out between the road and his property with the skid steer, ditching that, cleaning it. He has widened his driveway. I've got water runoff now coming down to the bottom that connects to where the garage is. He's made his property higher in the back, which has caused water to run off now towards the backside of my property. This man's just being allowed to do whatever he pleases. The son came back. We were told that it was a bankruptcy. Yeah. He was back over the weekend. The last conversation I had with him is he said, none of this is my problem. I'm out to go get my diesel mechanics license in Pennsylvania. Bankruptcy, it's not my problem anymore.
Four
tractor trailers all sitting over there, unregistered, uninsured diesel trucks. And he has a tow truck that's been shoved in the woods. That was from the original first complaint, and everything just shoved in there. You have three huge metal containers. Nothing is contained on the property whatsoever. I put up with him setting fires next to my home. Doesn't care. I mean, I'm not allowed to live comfortably in my house. I've got to constantly babysit because of the reckless behavior between the son and the father. I'm done. I've had it. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to my neighbors around me. It's disgusting. It goes on. Lights into my windows from the skid steer. What is that thing called?
Beacon light.
I mean, I've got the
orders.
Sometimes to 10.
When he's doing that, do you call the police?
I did. The sheriff's department said I will not come out because they said that according to the rules that were set forth,
but
10 o'clock at night, I think that's excessive. 10 o'clock at night to be in there with a large machine and a skid steer.
Yeah.
doing what he's doing. And I can see if it was like some form of progress, but it's not. He's doing down in the back now. We're literally side by side. Mm. What he's done in the front, we're just continuing it in the back. And then he brought in the 6 truckloads of those big concrete barriers, and he went down, he spoke to Matt, and Matt was already fully well aware of it. He said, oh, he's putting them all down in the back.
But you're canceling all the violations that are there, and you're bringing in more stuff.
I mean, nothing in the front is being cleaned.
Right.
It's not being overseen. I mean, the neighborhood has to listen to this stuff. We got to smell this stuff. I mean, it's a nuisance. It's beyond a nuisance.
And that doesn't include the house that's across the street. There's a child living in that
house.
At 11.
At 1411.
Oh, there's a child.
There's a child.
A little boy that lives in that house.
And that's the old, it used to be a store, right?
No. That's another one.
Anthony Ferrado's house.
Which the tenant himself was on there ripping that apart. Now, it's to my understanding, because we've done building, that we had to show insurance when you're going to get on your own roof to do work. A tenant
right.
should not be on a roof doing that. Dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And a child would be on there.
Now, with you saying the smoke, as soon as you said that, breathing it in, it jogged my memory. Now I remember exactly what I did.
Not only has he done that, I know this was brought up prior to. This individual has just been allowed to terrorize me for 10 years. He stood, and I have the video. I didn't know what it was at first. I thought it was a fire going on, so I ran out to call. Had my phone 911
yep.
and I couldn't visually because I have eyes I couldn't see. So I took the phone to try to see what he was doing. He stood there with a leaf blower. The property is so disgusting and stood there and just plastered my property to
bring
my security lights didn't even go on. I had those for the bears. I didn't realize it was standing in it.
I don't
it
know
covered every square inch of my property. It covered me. My dog's 2 weeks it took me to get the stick off of what was on the legs. That didn't even know what it was. It set my eyes on fire. It set my skin on fire. It covered my cars. It covered my husband. I called him. He came flying to the driveway, trying to flag me down to tell him to stop. He just continued. Then got on the skid steer. We're talking pitch dark. And continue. I don't even know what this individual is doing. It literally makes no sense. You have a water right that's behind our property. He's downgrading everything. I mean, it's just going to run right along into it.
Yeah.
It runs
this
from property to
property.
Property
that's right next door.
I mean, I just never, I understand. I've been to Matt said for shorthand. He said if I take him to court, it's going to cost the town too much money.
I mean, it doesn't
but what is it costing me?
I mean,
my home costs me everything.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
That's my home. I live there. My daughter, who just had a will not even come to my house because it's taking years. Over Father's Day weekend, she left.
These are left
because it stunk so bad.
These are tractor trailers.
And it was the first time my husband.
Who is this?
That's the.
Just lost his dad. So the baby was born right after his dad died. So to have his grandson.
And then you have.
It was the first time I saw my husband smile.
His business office property.
That she
was never cited,
and
never,
we had to shut everything
never
down.
Overseen it, and we,
there's
we
just no nothing with this thing. It just does not
and nothing
care.
Is being addressed with it. This is a threat to our wells,
pulling,
our water.
He's pulling
everything.
The trucks apart.
This stuff sits.
Throwing old gas tanks.
Right.
Just in the back of the property.
Obviously, you know about
we're
bankruptcy.
On wells. Mm-hmm.
Those that are trucks from the bankruptcy are considered inoperable. There are actually 4 on that property. There is also another truck that's on that property that's just dismantled. And you have those tractor trailer bodies on there. The code enforcer allowed him to have 3 containers on that property, and nothing is contained. That is part of the bankruptcy. That bankruptcy, Brian, has been closed out before that meeting that we came down here on the 18th. That has been closed out.
So they just have to come pick these vehicles up, right?
Right, and I know they're working with the bank to pick them up, but the bank has obviously not picked them up yet.
Okay. Because they're a complete threat. And the son this weekend over the holiday, Father's Day weekend, gets out and just starts that thing and lets it run. Lets it run on the property. And it stinks out the whole neighborhood. Those things don't even belong on a road, let alone a junkyard. And these people that you're looking at right now, these people have to listen to this. They have to smell this. That's what we have to deal with. And the homeowner is not addressing any one of these problems. Driving right past it. This is not being overseen correctly. And it's unfair to the people that pay their taxes and pay their money. And this one individual, one piece of property, is devaluing everything
that these people worked for. Me, too. And this is a shame. And we've been doing this for over 10 years. But the last three years with the code enforcer map. I've been literally threatened my business for that piece of property. Believe it or not.
How so?
How so? My business I have at my property is actually a home-based business. Okay. And it's in my building. It's allowed by the town. Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't have on my business was a CO for the electric, which I took care of.
Okay.
That was done. But when I opened this up, and I did this with Matt, Matt told me, and I have it on a recording, if you all would like to listen to it, that basically he's allowed to have all that there and threaten me and my property and my family.
As long as the father gives him permission.
As long as the father gives him permission with that property. That is unfair. To tell that woman right there that works real hard on her property, that Matt would say, well, not everybody, even the people here, sitting here, that nobody can have, nobody has a yard like yours. And we work hard. We pay our taxes. Mm-hmm. We really do. You know?
We've dealt with
tractor trailers getting stuck in that road. Joe can confirm to it.
Everything he's saying is correct. It's my wife Jackie. Mm-hmm. We're at 1461 Route 23A.
Right across the street.
It's just making a junkyard across the street. There's going to be, like you said, the wells are going to get contaminated. There's nothing contained. You put up a fence thinking it's going to hide the containers and the truck bodies. And,
right.
And then when he got into the tractor trailer business, he built on that past Reddy's property. It was like a little walkway with a deer and stuff that came out along the stone wall. Well, he knocked that down without any state permission and made a back entrance to his driveway. So it's not even his property that he made a driveway on. It's on Matt Pasquarelli's property.
Okay.
He runs the machines, like they said, 10, 11. I walk over and tell him to shut the damn thing off. He looks at me like, ugh. I'm like, shut up.
It's like,
and then if it's a cold night, the kid leaves his tractor trailer running all night long. He backs it up so it's away from his house, mufflers are facing my house, all night long so it's warm in the morning and he can suck the old truck.
He wakes by sun up at 3, 4 in the morning, running his trucks. And I understand if he just ran them, but he lets them run and run and run. You know, it's...
He's over there with a skid steer trying to break up a shale edge. Yeah, the skid steer ain't going to do that. Then he's got an old front end loader he runs that don't run on all the cylinders.
Wow.
And it's continuously just pumping pure diesel fuel out to the air. It stinks. Sounds like shit.
Yeah.
He's piling snow with that. With 2 inches of snow, he's piling his driveway with that payloader.
Yeah. All day. Like, it's nonstop noise. It's all day, all night.
Yeah, is that a problem?
Easter Sunday, he was out there all day Saturday, all day Sunday, with those two machines running, pounding the sledgehammers. They didn't stop Easter Sunday night until almost 10 o'clock.
Just breaking up shale.
Christmas Day, he was out there all day with what, 2 inches of snow? With that front end loader.
It doesn't even really make any sense what he does. I mean, as of the last 2 weeks, he's gone down with, it's a huge chainsaw. He cuts twigs. He'll come down with the skid steer, with the chainsaw running in the bucket, come down next to my house, start cutting little twigs, leave the skid steer running. I mean, it chokes me out. It fogs my whole yard. Like, it looks like there's fog coming across. It smells so bad you can't breathe.
Neither of them have common sense. They don't do
it. And then takes a chainsaw and leaves it running. Who leaves a chainsaw in the middle of the woods? And I have proof to back it up. Not because I'm a nosy, nasty, I've had to start doing this because I didn't think anybody would ever believe me. Nobody normal behaves this way.
No. And it's not being overseen. I mean, it got so bad and not overseen that two times, the sun comes out and it's a huge brush pile and it shows hot coals in there and just walks away. Just walks away. And the pile was huge. And we asked the town to clean it up and finally after, so whatever, they kind of, but you know, that's a threat. That was a threat to our homes around there with all that diesel trucks on there, unregistered, just sitting there. Another incident was they were burning endurance, no burn ban, burning garbage. Had to call the forest troopers to come in there and put that out and take care of that. Another incident, which is the worst incident that could ever be, is he went outside with a leaf blower and blew the debris, the crap, everything, over the years, on that property, for no reason, for 20, 30 minutes, it looked like a fire. She went outside, to see what it was, to see what, and she got deathly sick from whatever is on that ground, from whatever they rip apart on that driveway. You look her in the eyes. Is that right?
No. No, you guys are fine. I completely understand your frustration and the emotion behind it.
To know that this individual can do this to me, and I couldn't even get the sheriff's department to take a statement from me. I ended up going only to urgent care. They treated me for chemical inhalation. They said I needed to go see a lung specialist. I can't afford that. I have a $7,000 deductible on my insurance before my insurance even kicks in. So I suffered it out. I did everything I could. I mean, my face was cherry. It burnt my skin.
How old is this individual approximately?
The son is running all this off of the father's property.
The father
doesn't even own this stuff. And all that stuff sits there bankrupt. $850,000 in bankruptcy.
The father's 61, the son's 38 right now.
I mean, they've added on to the home while we were in the midst of trying to deal with this. We told him no building permit.
No building permit.
We showed two of the pictures to show him what he was building with. It's not even code. We told Matt. Nothing's been done.
Nothing.
They put electric to it. They moved in it. They're living in it. It was a porch.
That's Matt's property line. And they actually forced that driveway in. They used to just run the deer with him through.
Was there ever an actual business there?
It was known to the town.
That's all the shit
going. Going to town. And we didn't know what it was. We thought it was just somebody ripping apart the stock tractor trailer coming out until finding the message that's in a legal business.
We were sitting in there, one day the trailer got stuck with it. 23A was going through
and there was a time where I went down to Matt and I talked to Matt. And Matt basically threatened me in a way that was not right. Because of that. I'm telling you, I have it on the
So it was never a registered business.
Never a registered business. Even like the ins and outs, like the second driveway they busted open.
I walked over and I'm like,
They opened
the driveway down to 23A.
Yeah.
That's a state highway. We have no say over, which they have to get a permit from the state of
Missouri. DOT said they can't do anything about it right now.
All right. Hold on, please, everybody. I want to bring some kind of order back to this. Sir, you wanted to?
We've called DOT. DOT said they can't do anything because the trucks aren't moving now. They made the recommendation to come down and see you. Called Encon about the fumes and everything that's going on over there. They, too, said, sorry, there's no New York state law that says come down and see you.
DEC has a truck out of the law. DEC has a truck out of the law.
Trucks.
Which we can't, the DEC has to.
Right, trucks. But the skid steer and the loader, they said they have no jurisdiction over, had to come and see you guys.
We don't either.
That might fall under the noise ordinance. That's not
good.
But the idling is for tractor trailers.
Right.
If the tractor trailers were on the road, they could visit them about that, not the
loaders. Not on private property.
Right.
But the curb cut that they did,
that's the state.
That the state should absolutely be able to enforce something like that.
They can tell.
He said no trucks are going in and out of there at this point in time. As soon as they do, he could say something.
Okay.
But they said they're on a wait and see.
Okay.
There's trucks that go in there all the time. I don't know if
he's watching them. Yeah. If they're getting deliveries,
but even to make a driveway on a state highway, you have to get a permit from the state.
From the state.
Yes. To get a, so yeah. The state should be able to just close that driveway if they didn't get a permit.
Right. Ma'am, can you state your name?
Marie Erickson Rawson.
Okay. Liz, do you have everybody else's name?
Marie Erickson Rawson.
Rossman.
Sorry.
M-A-N-N.
Gotcha.
Two
N's
on it.
So what JR found is the complaints that you guys filed
back in 24 December. Yeah. So there was, took me a little bit, I was going back through all the notes and stuff, but there was a violation that he was issued back.
December.
In December, yeah. Just trying to.
Has it been corrected?
Well, we don't have code enforcement here now, so we would have to obviously get that information.
We'll have to follow up on that.
Follow up with
to see what happened with that violation.
So there was
because next door to me, I'm the one with the house that's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that? There's nothing being done. It's just thrown out there, the wood. And, you know, it's dangerous also for the kid who lives there. Before that, they had had the septic tank finally. They finally had a pump, and then it stood open for months and months. The septic was still open.
Was anybody called when that happened?
No.
Because that the septic is mapped, but it falls mainly on DOH and DEC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what the problem is, sir, is that nobody even knows anymore who they're supposed to call, because when you make a phone call, they always refer us back to all of you.
Yes.
And they say, we have to call to you, lodge the complaint, go to the code enforcer, lodge the complaint call. I mean, literally, if we were to read probably down like almost every day.
Yeah, but they should be able to take a report.
They always revert everything back to come speak to, they said false. So I don't know if everybody's going to pass it along to the next.
So if there's a concern for a child, I would be calling Child Protective.
Mm-hmm. To my understanding that the school has already done that because there's been issues within, I guess, problems with the child, and they know where the child is living, and a lot of the complaint with the parents that are upset where this child is living is they don't understand why children's protection is not, they can see where the child lives.
There's a trooper there once a week.
Yeah.
And it's we've watched
you can call Child Protective anonymously. You don't have to give your name, and I would be calling every day.
I mean, I don't have a problem giving my
name. As somebody who used to work for Child Protective, I'm just letting you know.
I would never have a problem.
I would call every day.
There's also with the property of the 1442. We brought this up with Matt, and it wasn't my complaint that I put that I was smelling feces. At first, we were like. Stories, because when they spread, sometimes it does waft up, and you can. And I said, "That's not cow, that's human." And at the time, they had a camper parked back by my house, and I was wondering maybe because there's so many of them living in there that maybe someone was staying in there, and I was thinking, are they dumping it out of the camper? What is the smell? But then they removed the camper to put it in the front, but I could still smell it when you got in certain hot days. And then I said to him, where is the well and the sewer in relationship? Well, the well pipe's on the one side, so the sewer is where I'm thinking it is. He has driven over every square inch in the 16 years I have been there. My house sets up high. I have never seen, as I call it, the honey wagon come to ever clean. He has backfilled, he's driven. And I said to Matt said, he said, the guy's literally driven over every square inch, so he said it wouldn't surprise me. And then that was the end of that conversation.
Yeah. It doesn't go any further. That's the problem.
Okay, we will have a conversation. Sorry.
Yeah, I've had a code enforcer come in because I have had heat pumps put in on my property. Within less than 2 weeks, I had an electrical inspector there, and then I had somebody else, I'm not sure where they were, but they were out there measuring to make sure they got them just far enough away from the house, because they were mounted on the house. And I said, what about next door? That's the one that's falling apart. Oh, yeah, we should check on that. They've had that permit to take the front off for too long now.
When was that?
Professionals.
Do you know when that was? When you had your heat pump or whatever?
The end of December and then the beginning of January.
Of 24?
24 and then 25. Some of them were done in 25. And they were done very well. I had a very reputable company come in and do it. They even put booties on when they came into my house so they wouldn't dirty it. But I'm getting the code inspector looking at me and not at that hovel next door.
Okay, we'll have to follow up with Matt on that. Sir, you had something else to say?
Yeah, it's I'd like to everybody, like Diane, this is Diane, she would like to speak about the property as well.
Yes, because, you know, all that stuff, this property abuts my property. I have the property at 66 Stony Brook. And then, so there's a pond on that property. And that pond has, there's a culvert that goes to the property next door to it. and that runs into Jay Lucas's pond. All those properties are, I mean, all the that waterway are connected, and I'm sure they go up to the Stony Brook Road up at the end of that. Now, if that gets all polluted, and that, you know, that's going to be our drinking water and stuff too, because we all have wells there.
Right.
You know, so all that contamination is going to be a big problem.
He says this individual has done what he's done with no, I mean, he's just come in, the father had a move in, he's just come in and done whatever he's wanted. There's nothing for me, and with him saying, well, I'm going to get my diesel mechanic's license, there's nothing for me to feel safe about thinking that he's not coming back because I'm watching him prep the property that's right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the same thing in the back that they were doing in the front before all that started. And since there's been nothing brought down on him, to make him just first deal with what he's already done and walked away from, he's going to come back and he's going to do it again. The problem is once it's there, I'm right back where I started, where I'm already at with this. So I'm going to have a house that's useless to me. Whether it's contaminated between just being able to live in it, the smells, like I said, I mean, literally, I can show you nonstop. Just the time that has been spent, 10 years of our lives, having to document, do this, I mean, it's beyond every single person here. It's for one individual and then that across the street having that and just watching that decline and go downhill. It's beyond heartbreaking. We're a small little area. I mean, all hardworking people. He doesn't want to work all day and come home and listen and smell that. I'm sure none of you want to. I know you don't want to. My husband doesn't want to. I know I don't want to anymore. I'm done. I've had it. I keep on having it. I understand. I've listened to Matt. I get it. I actually feel bad for him. I really kind of do. I told him that. I can only imagine what it's like to have to go on these properties and deal with people that don't want to listen. You don't even know what you're walking into. He probably is shorthanded. That the area has gotten bigger. There are a lot of things that you'll see. Maybe extra help for him to maybe where he could maybe co-enforce other things and maybe get somebody that can deal with those such properties to maybe get it off his back a little bit. But you get this conflicting conversation. I did talk to Mr. Acanero, very nice man. He said, I'm telling you, zero. And I said, well, Matt just told us he's allowed to have two. He said, I'm telling you, there's zero that he's allowed to have with a tractor trailer sitting there. He said, none of them are registered, not sure. Two, he has listed on his thing as inoperable. And that's just the two. I mean, I don't know which two it is. I've had to put up with people coming on my property because he was junking things and selling it on Facebook Marketplace. I have proof of that. Shady individual men, I'm home by myself, asking me where the stuff was that they paid for. I don't know what you're talking about. And insisting to get, do I look like I have any of that on my property? I was like, oh, it's got to be him next door.
Mm-hmm.
Between the bright lights, the dismantle, I mean, it just was non-stop. Yes, I get he's off to Pennsylvania now. He's washed his hands of it. He could care less. It's all just sitting there. But now the father's picked up, and it's just non-stop. Before I came here tonight, I got treated to an hour of choking on diesel fumes. Just trying to get my dogs out to go to the bathroom, trying to get my garbage out. And he's right down in there doing it again. What he's doing in there, I couldn't tell you. I can tell you that the land's higher than mine now. He's brought in dirt, stuff from the front, things that he's pulled out of from ditching his driveway. He's had three loads of big rock brought in by big dump trucks, and he just scoops the dirt, pushes it down towards her property, and then comes in with the stuff and the shell and lays it down. He's got trees, which I swear to you, it's bizarre. Most people clear their land, if I'm correct. I mean, we built our home, so I know. You clear the trees first, correct? Before you start backfilling. Wouldn't that make common sense? He has literally, from the tree to has them buried up to here. It doesn't even make any sense. So now you're going to come in and buzz them off at that. I just don't understand what he's doing. I honestly don't.
The problem line is that nothing's getting cleaned. And the activity over here is everything but. It really is.
It's
everything
just gotten worse.
You know, we have zero, I'm telling you, zero faith in the town right now.
Mm-hmm.
All. Really do.
I told him,
lie, straight to your face.
I told Matt, I feel the town's gambling with my home.
Yes.
And it's everything.
All our
homes. I mean, every penny I have in this place. So there isn't just selling it for me to move anywhere. everything we've worked for, we've put in this place.
And if we try to sell, how are we going to sell?
Not
with these two properties right next to us. We're not going to be able to sell, or we're going to have to, you know, give up $100,000 or something. Just because, who wants to live next to that?
Right.
So D, just, I know you said NCON, but DEC has been called?
Has been called.
Yes.
As far as the pollution side of stuff and the water and all that, that's where they step in.
Would they also step in if the neighbor has just... The one house in mine, they used to quarry there, so you know all property line in the back. It falls down straight. And, oh, we can throw a refrigerator down there, we can throw a mattress down there, we can throw garbage down there.
That's also dumped.
It's loaded.
Yeah. It's not my property. It's some people from down the road on the property. I don't really know them.
There was an officer from the sheriff's department because there was an incident with them beating a dog almost to death that I had to call the sheriff's department. So when he entered onto the property, he didn't. He walked in. He said behind there. He said everything and garbage, everything was just tossed and thrown. But the guy was focused on trying to get the dogs out of the house, which Jamie did step in with that Jamie Hire, and she helped to get the dogs removed. I mean, threw himself and was beating the dog. I've never heard an animal scream like that in my life. Okay. We tried to get him to stop, and we couldn't get him to stop. He actually went over and got hold of him to get him off the dog. Yeah.
So all of us actually have stamped complaints in that code enforcement office to address this issue. We have not gotten any response at all of any kind of timeline, any kind of direction, any kind of nothing with this property. It's a huge concern.
But Matt is aware that he bought six truckloads.
I came and I talked to Matt on the 27th. I made an appointment with him, which was the meeting I had with the town attorney.
Was that May 27th?
That was May 27th.
So that should be in Savannah's last report.
Okay. That was May 27th, and it was an hour-long meeting with Matt and John about the property. Now, won't give me a direction, but obviously the bottom line is that if you're not going to address the situation and you're allowing more of this activity on this property, it's concerning. It's concerning the way that the town is handling this in a way for all of us. Mm-hmm. It was never properly addressed, and we have been dealing with this over and over. We try to deal with it directly with the homeowner. Okay? A little bit. But other than that, all with the town. And nothing has been ever taken care of. Nothing.
Okay.
Anybody else want to do Shannon? Do you want to?
I'm Tammy Sheehan. I live at 1463 Route 23A, so I'm kind of across the street.
Yep.
So I hear the noise all constantly. The lights that he puts on when he's out working at night are just like, they illuminate the whole area. It's loud. He leaves loud trucks running all the time. They're pounding, and it's just constant noise over there. And I'm concerned about my well contamination. What is he dumping that's going into the ground that could cause a fire, potentially, that could spread to all of us very quickly? And he's devaluating my home.
I'm finding it hard to believe that if DOH and DEC were notified, they told you folks that they won't do anything.
The first time that we contacted is when he was scraping his stuff up off the ground, and he was bringing it back by my house.
Okay.
They called. He was there about 7 minutes. We had asked prior to, will you get in contact with us and let us know? Nothing. Never bothered to come ask us where, like ask me,
yep,
where, show me where he's, nothing. The guy was doing, he was taking, scraping and doing it, putting tires, garbage, debris, brush. The brush was about 50 feet long, over 6 feet high.
So when the state agencies were called, they told you that they're not going to do
never
anything
heard to, word back.
To call the town?
Nothing.
I'm going to call...
Dead in the water.
Dead in the water.
I'm...
Dead.
I know both the regional directors for DOH and DEC. I'll call them both personally tomorrow to find out exactly what's going on.
I'll try to find the
and as well as the state for that curb cut. And
yeah,
for
that's, I've watched, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've watched him pull big trucks in, trailers that are like low to the ground that he's towing. And when he makes the turn, so he's coming, say, from Palinville, mm-hmm. he makes a turn in, he gets stuck. And also, like, the cars that are coming up 23A on that hill, there's like a blind hill, yep. and they go 60, 65
sure.
on that road.
Well, that's why the state wants to be able to approve a curb cut
yeah,
before you
right.
get a driver.
It's got, somebody's really going to get injured there.
Okay, and
it's on a blind curve, which is, why would you put a trucking company on a blind curve?
Right.
Exactly.
The
first business, like I said, they're going to tell you it went belly up, he's walked away from it, so that's kind of dead in the water, okay? But all that stuff is still sitting there, like I said.
He's still responsible for it, yeah.
I'm hard-pressed to say, like I said, that he's in Pennsylvania getting his diesel mechanic license. He said it right to our faces after we were like, why would you set fire to brush next to my house? It was as dry could be. Just a bit of a stare, like it was a joke to him. I watched him deliberately do it. He thought my husband and I had left. My husband left. I was still there. I watched him come across. He took the pail. They were lit. Threw it. I said, I cannot. It blew my that he was actually would do something. Mm-hmm. And it was after we lodged the complaint. He did it to be nasty. Walked back, sat on his porch, and that's where he sat. I ran out. I said, you gotta be kidding me. I called him. He had to come back. I said, he has set fire. I'm literally all the way around surrounded. If that lights and that goes, my house goes. That's it. It's going to take out every single, right on down to Jay Lucas. We're all connected. It's dry. It's wooded. It's going to annihilate every single home there. For one individual, there's something wrong with him upstairs.
Bob, when you had that meeting back in December,
yeah.
When was the last time Code Enforcement updated you from... cleaning things out, wasn't that correct? And they were following up with you?
He took some brush out, but nobody's ever followed up with me unless I had to go. And my last thing was when I went down there, because of the attorney says, if you see anything new, let me know. So that was in May, and I took a week to get an appointment with Matt. I did call Matt prior because I had to keep pushing about that brush. It had to keep push and push, and it actually went to the fire department up in Poundville to meet one of them being stupid to sit down with that to address the issue of that property, because it's not just the brush, it's everything. So anything that has to do with the updates, which is terrible for all of us, is that we have to make the effort. We always have to make the effort, and it's not right, you know what I mean?
So Code Enforcement or fire never came over and talked to you at any point in time?
No. Talk to me on the phone, call me on the phone, call us, let us know. Everybody has filed their original complaints on this property, but Code Enforcement doesn't want to talk to any of us.
They're actually making us feel like we're being nitpicky. I mean, Matt being said, you're making it personal.
Yeah.
My home and my family is personal.
Everything.
It's not anymore personal. Being able to live in my home, be able to breathe air, it's what if not personal? I'm not, he can run a business, he can do whatever. Just do it properly, do it above board. Mm-hmm. Stop torturing everybody. I mean, he's just, I'm doing what I want, and you can all kiss my knee, and that's it. And now I'm done with it. I ran it into the dirt, I'm walking away. I don't have proof that he's going to start, but I'm, like I said, hard-pressed to believe otherwise that he's not going to. He's going to come back, and he's going to crack that wide open, full bore. And now we're talking diesel mechanic trucks?
That property is just too small. It's jammed into a neighborhood that's already been developed residential, and all these houses around it are just pristine. Everybody keeps it pristine. And it's unfair that all of us was here, and that homeowner allowed his son to come in there and do that to us and that property.
When was the inspection? The day that Matt came to do the inspection?
Four.
The garage?
It was beginning of December.
Okay, I spoke to Matt that day. I went down and I asked him questions. I was honest about it. And I asked him, I said, He's the one. I mean, we didn't know it was any type of an illegal business. He made us aware that it was running without a site plan. I never knew what that was because they've done so many things. He was selling stuff all over there. I thought it was a junkyard. I didn't know. First he had a towing business, then it was something else. And I said to Matt, why can you not at this point go over and bring the hammer of God? He's a how many time offender? And it's one thing after another with this guy. We put it in writing. He said, I'm doing you a favor by not. If I push on him, he's going to go get those site plans. Because I told him, he's going for diesel mechanics. So that's what I'm going to be dealing with. He said, I'm doing you a favor by not pushing. He said, because he'll get those site plans, and then there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to stop it. I said, well, wouldn't we, as the area, be able to step up here and say, absolutely not. And his response, hand to God, is you can, but you won't win.
He's calling these shots.
Well, yeah.
That'd be up to the planning board.
It'd be the planning board. And the planning board is a land use board, and that is a highway commercial zone.
Yes. But with that understanding, I mean, Walmart came in, but weren't there restrictions? You didn't just let them just move in and just run rampant and build and do whatever they want? Because you take in consideration the people around it.
Yep.
I understand what it's zoned for, but you also had all us residents there. This came in way after the fact. I would have never put a home there if I ever saw that. It was just the father in his little home doing his thing. I never thought it was going to explode into that. In a million years, I would never think it would explode into that. I mean, when the sun first got there was garbage galore. Mattresses up against the chain link fence, shooting bow and arrows that we had to go over and say, could you stop doing? I got my daughters coming in and out, myself coming in and out. I don't want to take one of those in the head. The response, I'm military, I know what I'm doing. Thank you for your service, but are you kidding me? There's just like nothing to work with. His girlfriend came over and gave him what? Which one of you lodged a complaint? Meaning, are you out of your mind?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had people upset, the last thing I would do is try to create it further. You would kind of be like, okay, my neighbors are getting upset with me. Maybe I should try to tone it down a little bit. They don't care. I mean, I understand you can't police and control people's bad behaviors. But there are things there that, I mean, we look up the stuff. We don't just go down willy-nilly and complain about things. We look everything up first to make sure that we're appropriate to even say anything to code enforcement. And that's not the first code enforcer. I told him that. I'm not putting this all on him. It's been multiple different town supervisors, code enforcement, that we've gone through, and they say put up a fence because people like this, we get them to do it. And then, I mean, Fred did. The very first time Fred Pope did an excellent job. He stayed on it. They did. They got it cleaned up, and we were like, okay, you should go, oh, it exploded after that. The amount of stuff that came in. And when we said to Matt, there's so much things, and he goes, well, he removed a lot. And I said, if he removed that much, and it still looks like that, and he closed out on it, what does that tell you? I mean, there's so much inoperable vehicles. I mean, parts, pieces. We actually have supplied everybody with everything with all the footage and the pictures.
Three shipping containers that are just rusted and not taken care of. I mean, you got two of them being put together with a hoop thing in the middle of it for something to be, you know, to work on, you know what I mean? On these tractor trails out into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there was you know, stuff piled on top of the containers. Nothing screened. I mean,
Matt said he told him when I complained to Matt, I said this stuff is going on the ground. Matt said I told him, if you're going to do that, put a mat underneath. To catch anything, he said he'll put a mat down.
These are diesel vehicles.
Okay. I will follow up with Matt tomorrow. And we've made it clear to Matt that the town is to enforce the law evenly across the board, regardless of who the person is, regardless of their circumstances. If it's in black and white, if it's in our law, he is to enforce it. And we have been very clear with him on that. So again, I apologize for all of this. If there are violations on that property and it's in clear violation of the law that we have on the books, I will speak to Matt and our lawyer to ensure that those are enforced. And like I said,
Can we get clarification on the vehicles? Because we're getting conflicting. Your E-code, your E-360 code states that there's supposed to be no unregistered vehicles on properties, right?
I'm not. No, it's not.
Oh.
I know that many years ago, on 32, there was, I believe the name was Lemke, pretty much across from what used to, I don't even know what it's called, and it used to be the...
Cross Mine AC Shop.
What?
Cross Mine AC Shop. Very Lemke's brother.
Yeah. And they made him take all those unused, unregistered vehicles off of there. And there must have been 40 of them, at least.
I mean, we're just not clear on how many are allowed to have.
I mean, the golf course is out of that type of issue. Right? And when we went to cars and everything, they were all over.
They were off the road. You
know, or was that because it was adjacent to Lash's property? And they had more coal. You know, Bill Lasher would get in here and go screaming.
I think he's just confused on like what the vehicle types are. Like I said, the fire inspector, he told me zero. And I said, well, the code enforcement just told me two. And he said, I'm telling you zero. But Matt, again, reiterated he's allowed to keep two. So we're just confused on...
Yeah.
But this is also bankrupt stuff. And it's all just...
Well, that's... I'm wondering how that...
That bankruptcy was closed out.
Right, but now the bank owns them. So, I don't know, I need clarification from the lawyer who's responsible to get
that. Right, because I did ask Matt about that, because he said, well, once it gets to that thing, and whoever takes...
Technically, the bank's supposed to come and get it.
He said, we'll call contact them and tell them now you need to remove them.
Right, but...
But, I mean, we're going on, it's closed out August of 2024, we're going to be going into August, and it's all just still sitting there, so we're trying to, and the longer those things sit, I mean... There's no, I mean, since he even started and let it run,
he's
just sitting there. And he's got two that are inoperable, that are filled with junk in them, so I don't even know what fuels are in those.
When I talked to Ted, I said, the insurance is on that property. They're not going to cover everybody here in this room, okay, if something goes wrong with that. Ted tells me, well, let's hope something doesn't go wrong. We're not going to sit here and hope with our property being threatened by one individual in that property.
Understood. And for clarification, 15-19 prohibited acts, you're allowed zero unregistered vehicles in the town.
And that doesn't matter whether it's car, truck, or otherwise. It calls out
buses, mobile homes, trucks, trailer, horse trailer, semi-trailer, tank, truck, or similar vehicle unit used for storage or junk material.
Because I know there's a camper that's over there that's been there for a very long time. That's one thing she came, she was crying. She said, please don't make a complaint about our camper. We use that for storage. I never said anything about whatever the camper. I just told somebody wasn't living, they were living. I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Campers need to be registered.
Campers have to be registered and roadworthy.
There's a camper over here.
I mean, the vermin that are coming from over there,
that's Department of Health.
I had to put a thing in my car, he had to put it in. The rats ate the lining under my car and ate some of the fire, so I had to go get a thing that keeps them out. My barbecue grill, before I can use it each day, I have to clean it just to cook food, and I hope to God I got it clean, because you get very ill from rat droppings.
That's the same thing.
There's nothing on my property that's causing that.
The same thing. I mean, this septic can only come to the one that's
next.
Did you guys call on that one as well?
Yeah,
I said, did you guys?
No, I called.
Well, they fixed the septic at that point.
No, I'm saying about the roof or... How long ago was that?
That had been more than a year ago. Before that.
Well, she's
and actually, I talked to the office like one time before that. I bought the property down the road, mobile home, and I did that. And you know, the stipulations on me getting a building permit on that, and I get a building permit on that. And the code enforcement actually, after I started putting roofs on that, and I had a permit for it, I got a violation now to my door. That I didn't have a permit on, and I had a permit on. Then they made me put spend $800 for an engineer drawing to go the rest of the way. So you can think about all these people that had to spend this kind of money, permitted engineer drawings, and all these properties next to us are just letting go.
Let's do it.
And I,
so well,
band up, hey, get it done, fix the property, but the property is something worth something in this town, just like all of us. So it's very unfair for all
of us. Is that a rental, the 1411?
Yes.
People that are in a rental.
And the renter has been up on the roof working on it. And I guess renters are not supposed to go up and, I don't know.
But prior to that, there was 14 people living in it. And
how many?
14.
Oh, yeah, that was.
That was before the sewer. That's why you had to get the sewer cleaned. It was 14.
There's so many cars in the driveway.
14.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I have the zoning back, so I just wanted to make sure. I thought it was a rental because I don't think that guy would live in those conditions.
No, no, no.
No.
It's a rental.
Yeah.
It's a rental.
I mean, it's terrible that a child lived in there and, you know, social services, and it has, it's just, it's falling apart. It's insane. I mean, how can you go by it?
Well, I know the demo permit was issued to them because we kept mentioning onto it. It was issued before December of last year, and I know because John had stopped by my house back an hour to talk to me about the guy because he had burned the brush, and he said he had given him a violation for setting fire to that. And he said, just so you know, that there has been an issue as a demo permit for across the street, so that has been addressed. He said he was having a hard time.
He enforced them to get a permit across the street.
I don't know who it was, but just John came to tell me that he said that had been, in other words, there is a demo permit on that across the street, 1411. And he said, so that had been issued.
And when they were inspecting my house, I said, what about that? And he said, oh, they've had a permit for, what, 6 months or more now? I guess we should check up on that. Because you can see what it looks like.
And you don't bring your bike for a year, it's supposed to come out in 6 months and take a look no matter what. You have to know it, you have to go through it. But that just don't.
Well, I think what it is how she's feeling, is kind of like the rest of us, is that obviously Matt can't be everywhere at once. We understand that. But when you've had something that you've been sitting and complaining about so long, and then it falls on deaf ears and nobody hears you, and then you have somebody in there code enforcing, which she's more than happy to do because that's only to her benefit for her insurance purposes and for resale of her home and doing it correctly in general. And then to see that going on there and you know that it's not, and then they tell you, oh, well, it's right there. You're driving past it. You can see it. You're code enforcing her, but that's being allowed to go. It starts becoming, and you become angry. I mean, any single one of you would feel the same. I would assume you would feel the same.
You feel like you're being ignored.
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
I mean, 100%. I think the town's turned its back on me. I feel like the town is used, like I said, it's gambling with every single one of our properties. We all have money invested. So we don't want to hear, well, not everybody can have a yard like yours. That's so not inappropriate. It's not my fault that he decides to go spend his money on crap and we all spend our money to make our yard. I'm being chastised because I have a clean yard. It's only to my benefit to do so.
Right.
To keep your investment, to keep it nice.
I don't want to. You don't want to.
I mean, we live in a community that we love the area. That's why we all live there. I like I said, I told Matt, I'll get on my knees, beg, plead. I said it right to him. I said, I need help. I've gone through how many code enforcers, how many town super, and it's like they just, it's one excuse after another of why they can't do it. And what it comes back to, it's going to cost the town too much money. So I said to Matt, you took a woman to court for grass, and he got upset. And he said, no, she wanted to go. Okay, you could have backed off of her a little bit and said, okay, even though she said, well, go ahead and take me, because he tells me the guy next door, I'm trying to work with a homeowner. I understand that that's always the best approach. We're talking grass versus tractor trailers, sewer smells, nonstop.
I'm also talking fumes.
And we're talking 10 years of my life dealing with this. All of us going over, you all work, right? I mean, I don't know exactly where everybody works to go over and tell this individual, stop it, shut it off. You're taking life and you don't know how he's going to react to you.
High school night, they leave the windows closed and turn the air on because there's too much smell and noise coming in.
Okay.
I have windows on my one side of my house. I haven't had open in years because it can.
Vehicles that sit there and they're not roadworthy, and you start them up and rumble his house, and rumble the neighborhood, and even Jake braved him at times. Yeah. Raven is so bad that you probably hear cats. And like I said, over all the day weekend, for no reason, half about, not on the road.
That would be the son that walked away.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and I misspoke. Tomorrow's a holiday, so I'll talk to them Friday. I just emailed Matt and John to set up a meeting with me Friday morning to talk about this. So I just want to clarify that this way you weren't expecting a follow-up tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's a holiday here.
And can we all be addressed and followed up with your meeting that they have with Matt so we know?
I will absolutely follow up with you. If you could just give an email address or a phone number to Liz, or I'll give you my number if you want to take it down real quick, and you can reach out to me.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'll talk to any. I'm always about communication. Whether it's pertinent information, we have an update or not, I will always communicate back and forth with you.
And we always encourage everybody to come to these meetings. So you know, if we don't know something, how can we help address it? You know, so I'm glad that everybody came here to discuss this. Because it's important to me as well as the rest of the board.
I mean, everybody was quite notice. I mean, you have everything. You have all the videos,
yeah.
You have all the pictures. I mean, and there's been more since.
But there is, like they were talking about, the roadway to the second entry to go in there. That's all state would have to approve that. So, obviously, if you want to reach out to the state regarding state highway there, because they're the ones that...
Caro DOT?
We did Caro DOT.
Yes. First call up to Albany, they directed
to Michael
Ludwig because he spoke with a man. Chad?
Yeah, she was trying to look up his name.
But started with Albany and then went from there, and they said you got to contact Albany.
Because it's a quite process to make a cut onto a state highway.
Yeah, right. But if they just done it, I mean, shouldn't there somebody be able to step up and
start doing it? Somebody else's property. Yeah, the state has to step up and say, we're allowed to do this.
I mean, doesn't the town have to, like, if we're addressing an issue with the town?
Not a state road.
To help out with the state issue with as far as the code, because even though it's like...
I think what he's trying to say is that, in other words, just if it doesn't just, like, it's not just coming from us, that if you also make the contacts to come out, I mean, you're all more than welcome to come to my home and see what I do.
Yes.
I mean, 5 o'clock, show up. It starts in and it goes right straight on. Sometimes I'll get lucky and he'll go in like quarter after 8. If I'm lucky. And this is how we eat our meals. We literally have to scramble to do everything just so we can, because otherwise my property's not useful.
Okay. I do appreciate you coming out tonight, and what you said is not falling on deaf ears with the 5 of us. I promise you that. And we will follow up with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anything else to come from the board? Okay. Motion to adjourn. Motion by Brian, second by Dawn to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.